South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says his government wants the U.S. to take on a greater role in managing nuclear weapons on the peninsula. Now, this is a big ask. Let's dig in a bit deeper. Joining us live is Sangmi Cha in Seoul, Bloomberg Sangmi Cha. Thanks so much, Sangmi. So President Yoon said his government is in talks with the U.S. Is that what he said?
That's right. Thanks for having me. Yes. So the South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, in an interview with a local newspaper, said that his government is indeed in talks with the U.S. on taking on a more active role in managing the nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. If this does happen, that would mark a significant shift in the policy that's been going on for decades on the Korean Peninsula, like to deter North Korea. So what Yoon asked was basically that while the nuclear weapons actually belong to the U.S., the information sharing, planning, and training or exercise should be done jointly. And he said clearly in the interview that the U.S. stance on the matter was quite positive. But immediately after, we have had a reporter ask Biden whether the two, Washington and Seoul, were discussing joint nuclear exercises. And Biden's response was that they're not, currently discussing that. And after that, we have actually seen the South Korean presidential office refuting to that comments from Biden and saying that the terminology that the reporter asked, the joint nuclear exercises, is a term that can be used between nuclear powers. So it's just a wrong question. And we have the latest update from the White House, and it is just happening right now. So we are still trying to see exact wordings on that, but it seems like the U.S. has just released some statements on reviewing of such discussion.
Yeah, you know, sometimes what happens, and we have to, and I've said earlier, have to be really, really careful, because these are pool reporters, and it's a lot like a scrum in a rugby, and questions are shouted out, and the president shouts an answer, and these kinds of things diplomatically are very, very meticulously planned and channeled. So, we hope we get some clarification, because the messages need to be brought together here. These are close allies.
That's correct. And to go back to the idea, the concept of this intel sharing a little bit, is that on the Korean Peninsula, we have been relying on the U.S. nuclear umbrella, or the term extended deterrence. But now President Yoon is saying that this is no longer reassuring for the Korean public, since these two concepts were created pretty much before, after the war. And so now that North Korea has developed nuclear weapons and a range of missiles, and even the intercontinental ballistic missiles that can carry these warheads even to the American soil, it's just no longer a viable concept. That's what he's trying to say. And we should be reminded that last year indeed was quite intense year on the Korean Peninsula, since North Korea fired off more than 70 ballistic missiles in defiance of the UN resolutions, and is actually preparing for another nuclear test.
Yeah, Xi Jinping, I'm sorry, Kim Jong-un, coming out of the meetings, the party meetings, said that they would be furthering the nuclear program in the coming years. So, yeah, a lot of moving parts. Thank you. We'll wait for the exact wording on that update, because, they're scrambling to get it. You're terrific. Thank you so much, Sangmi Cha in Seoul.